Dylan, Jules, and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
What up? I got something to say.
So now this is your chance to give us a call on 13 10 60 and vent something about your mother-in-law. Now, I came across this list on social media. This woman had shared a list of, I guess, rules that her mother-in-law has given her for dating her son.
Okay. To protect now, your mother.
There's about 10 of them. I'm just going to read out about five for you.
Sure.
All right. The ones that I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. Number one, he is not your ATM. Number two, if you show up to my house looking like a stripper, I will make you go away. Three, if I see any sext on his phone, I will make you go away. Understand that if I don't like you, I will make you go away.
Wow. Sounds like a hitman.
That's right. And then there's another one going, he's a mama's boy, so unless you have a ring on your finger, your opinion of that does not matter. It goes on to be like, I know how to avoid jail. He's a gentleman. I taught him that, and you better act like a lady, and because that's what he deserves.
I mean, I'm not going to stereotype anything, but smells Italian family.
Get meals on. Get producer meals on.
Meals. You're Greek. Would your mother have a list?
My mom's pretty cool, but in her experience, like, it would be similar, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
She would certainly have high standards of anyone you're going
to
date.
Look, to be honest, I've always gotten along with my mother-in-laws. Like, when I've dated guys, I've always gotten along with, you know, mainly the family. If I didn't get along with my mother-in-law or the family, I don't know if I could be with the guy.
Yeah, I actually genuinely love my my partner, Emily's mum, Janny. She lives in a different state, and every time we see her, I sit down. She has a broken wood Sauv Blanc. I sit there and have a St. Henri Shiraz. You sit there and talk for hours. Genuinely love spending time with Jenny.
Yeah, lucky you. But there are some very unlucky people out there that they just do not get along. So 13 10 60, call us up anonymously. You can vent your frustrations out about them.
13 10 60, get on the soapbox and tell us about your crazy mother-in-law. We'll start with you, Brett, on the Gold Coast.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, mate.
Good, yeah. I've been married 24 years.
Yep.
And my mother-in-law still genuinely hates me after 24 years.
What?
And if I do something wrong, the whole world knows. And that's the truth.
What does she not like about you? Like, what happened? Did something happen at the start?
Because I married a daughter.
Oh, wow.
That's all I was.
Okay, does she think you're not good enough?
Probably, that's right, because I was just a nobody, so I wasn't good enough, didn't have enough money probably. But yeah, I kill her with kindness, so I give her wine and invite her over to tea, but if I do something wrong, the whole world knows instantly straight after I do something wrong.
After 24 years, poor you, Brett. Good on you for sticking through it.
Feel for him, yeah.
Kelly in Melbourne, tell us about your mother-in-law, who's a little crazy.
Good morning, guys. Now, so it's not my mother-in-law
now. Okay.
But it was one of the guys I was dating in high school. She was just a mean person. She refused to learn my name because I was just another girl.
What do you mean? It's Kelly. Like, how hard is it?
And fast forward to like 12, 13 years later, I was giving birth to my son. And she was an older student midwife present at the birth of my son.
No way.
It was her.
And she did she dare to say, hang on a second, I know your name. It's... Lucy?
I'm like, really familiar. I'm like, where do I know you from? I'm like, you're so familiar. And then I jerried to who she was.
Oh. Yeah.
She's like, oh, maybe we've met before. And I was like, yeah, no, maybe.
Oh, I would have called her out. I would have been like, yeah, babe, my name's Kelly.
Good one, Kel. Hey, Kel, we're going to send you a $100 voucher to spend at the Iconic.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries. Your one-stop shop for fashion, sport, kids, toys and beauty with fast delivery and free returns and... No mother-in-law.
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning to Ursula Carlson across the country. Good to have you on, Bok. Huh?
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I'm a bit dusty this morning. We just finished wrapping Taskmaster New Zealand last night and we were very happy about it.
Yes, of course. You're about to kick off the Australian tour of Token and African, which starts this month. You're going to Perth first, huh?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm in Perth from Tuesday onwards. So,
all right.
And then I kick it off and I'll avoid all the hot spots as much as I can.
Yes.
Yeah. Babe, how are you going to deal with it? Because, I mean, Perth's 2 hours behind and, how far is New Zealand behind? So what's the time delay?
I think it's like 5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
And roughly 14 years.
Yeah.
Girl, I've been like living for your documentary on Instagram. Just absolutely hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, trying to keep people's spirits up because it's such a nightmare. You think you're free and then back in lockdown, then free and back in lockdown. And I feel for everyone that works in hospo and in the entertainment industry. I mean, obviously everyone's taking a hit, but those are the last ones that always come back. You can't serve a coffee from home. Do stage management from home.
Well, how do you avoid with the COVID or hotspots happening around the country? How do you actually avoid it when you're scheduling a tour, huh?
Well, I don't. You just kind of...
You wing it.
Everything works out. And so far, touch wood, I flew into New South Wales the day after they were no longer a hotspot and I could go in there and it was just scheduled like that. And then I left Victoria and the next day they went into lockdown. That had a little bit of a ripple effect on me. But as soon as I got a negative test, then I could leave the house again. Mm. Not like them, they're still sitting in their houses at the moment.
Right.
Have you heard of any South Africans, Afrikaans on air here in Australia?
Or am I the only one?
No, you must be the only one.
That's why I connected so much with Toucan African, of course, the name of your new tour. I'm like, finally, somebody has a voice for us.
I've had a few people in the audience, which I thought was a bit more than normal. Because normally I try and ask the audience, you know, where you're from.
Yeah.
Do I basically know you? And there's been a few more South African voices in the audience this year.
I might be the next one, huh?
Yeah, I think you should.
Ursula, I am not South African, but I'm convinced
that... it sounds terrible.
I was just watching Leo highlights in Blood Diamonds. Diplomatic immunity is how I get into character.
I could tell.
Thank goodness.
So terrible.
I couldn't concentrate. Seriously, I'm like looking at him, shaking my head, just going, "She knows that you're not South African." Like,
well, I'm not South African. I'm from Rhodesia.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Okay.
Is it? As soon as you started talking, I'm like, I'm not even going to drink.
Because I find that sometimes when I speak to people who have an accent, for some reason I start talking to them back. Yeah. Mm. And do you get that a lot?
Yeah. I can tell some people change their accent. What's funny is when people start just listing the things that they know about South Africa.
Yeah, okay.
And think, well, they know about rugby, Nelson Mandela and apartheid, so they'll start talking to me about that. We can just talk about normal stuff.
That's right. We don't need to go into the apartheid. Thank you.
The amount of times people bring up apartheid with me, you know, if there's a lull in conversation, they go, so apartheid? And I'm like, we don't need to talk about that.
Of course, the national tour does start in Perth. Good luck avoiding those hotspots around the country. UrsulaCarlson.com to get your tickets. We wish you all the best. And if you do make it into our city, we promise to be there. And I promise not to put on a terrible accent.
Oh, I'd appreciate that much.
Go get your tickets, everybody. It's Weekend Breakfast across the country.
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
There's such a thirst, right, for unsolved mysteries. You know, think about Serial and people who are accused or acquitted of the wrong crimes. Everyone loves this kind of stuff. And I was taken by this story.
In June 1994, a van carrying three armour guard workers left the Reserve Bank on Collins Street with $2.3 million inside. It was hijacked by five fake road workers. The guards were handcuffed, had garbage bags placed over their heads, and were driven to a nearby side street where the robbers fled with the cash. Weeks later, Lanciana, a champion kickboxer, bought an expensive block of land in Williamstown. A jury failed to reach a verdict in 2019, but after 7 days of deliberation, a second jury decided he was one of the gang members.
27 years after one of Melbourne's most infamous highway robberies, literally, a man was convicted and charged of it.
Sounds like a good movie plot, though.
Yeah, except the interesting thing, if they were to turn into a movie, that he can't make any money of it because it'd be supporting the victims of crime.
Yeah, that's true.
So I want to know on 13 10 60, how long did it take for you to get busted? 27 years is huge, right?
I was going to say, obviously we're not going to try and beat 27 years, surely.
No, well, I can do 5, maybe 6.
Now, you did say that Ash London's listening to us this morning because you're going to out yourself on something.
That's right. I think it was 6 years ago. Ash and I were hosting a night show called Shazam Top 20 on this network from 7 or 10 p.m. And we got to do very cool things. One of them was fly to L.A. to host an event for 5 Seconds of Summer called DerpCon. And when we were flying over there, of course, in economy, you get the choice of chicken or beef. What do you choose?
Chicken.
I chose beef. It was a curry. And immediately after eating that curry, just the guts started churning.
Automatically just thought like a beef stroganoff or something.
Yeah, it was a deep curry.
Okay.
And it didn't sit well. And I remember we were watching A Fault in the Stars. Is that movie where they both have cancer? No? Okay, anyway. Jules, you haven't seen it? Anyway, we're watching it.
I haven't seen.
And Ash and I were watching it at the same time. And we're both crying. And at the same time as crying, I was relieving myself of some air.
Right.
It was so toxic. An air hostess came and addressed the area that we were sitting in of about six rows, saying, whoever is letting, Woofy off the chain.
Oh, my gosh.
Fluffy,
I hate people like you, yeah.
Can you please stop? And I couldn't stop. And it got to the point where someone is literally yelling, and it's dark, all the lights are out, they've got that ambience on, they're trying to put everyone to sleep, and there's this guy going, whoever is farting, stop. Nobody can sleep. And I'm doing the whole look around, craning my neck, going, who is this person farting? The whole time, Ash, I'm sorry you were sitting next to me, copying the brunt of it. It was me.
Oh, my. She didn't pick up on it, that it was you sitting up right next to her?
It was so bad, and the circulated air, I couldn't stop. You might think I was doing it for a joke. I could not stop, and I couldn't commit to going to the bathroom, because for me, whoever went up and got to the bathroom first is basically admitting guilt. And it was so bad, this whole area of the plane. Like, I'm talking people coughing, full face in sweaters. It was horrifying. So
well,
6 years after, there's my admission.
I have been in the same situation like that, but except the guy next to me, we both thought it was one another kind of thing, and then he turned around and he's like, oh, come off it!
131060, how long did it take for you to get busted? Michelle and Tambourine, it was your husband, how long did it take?
19 years. We've just moved back to the Queensland from Victoria, and he went to change over his licence. And they went, well, you're here. Here's your outstanding speeding fine, and you can hand your licence back.
Oh, no! What? 19 years, an admission of guilt. That's hilarious.
How much was it?
I think it was like a $400 fine, but he didn't realise because he had moved back. And so they went, well, you still have to pay it. And because it was a high range speeding fine, you can hand your licence back in.
Oh, guys, so he lost his licence as well.
Yeah. 19 years, surely not.
Surely just goes.
He's like, I'm happy to pay it. Surely I've, like, you know, have a good enough driving record now. And they went, nah, too bad.
He goes, darling, we're not moving to Noosa anymore. We're going to the Kimberleys. Jen, also in Queensland, how long did it take to get busted?
Still haven't been busted. Nearly 30 years.
30 years?
30?
What? 3 decades.
Are you telling us that you're revealing it right now on air?
Well, yeah, because my family is never going to hear it.
Okay.
Hey. They're dedicated B105 listeners.
They're in Melbourne.
They're dedicated Fox FM listeners.
So we are Italian, and my dad used to get a lot of alcohol on his birthdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'd always get the bottles and put them in his bar. And my dad doesn't drink vodka.
Uzo.
Okay.
So my brother and I, when we were younger, we'd drink bits of the vodka and we'd replace it with water. Water it down. And when I went there a year and a half ago, I've looked in the bar and the bottles are still there.
No way.
Jeez, yeah. After 30 years.
I didn't want to taste it because I knew it'd be water, but...
Yeah, of course.
That's so funny.
He might gift it back to him, just be like, you know, this is, here's a gift for you. It's a 30...
on.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure he knows now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big smile on his face for that one. Didn't get busted. Good on you, Jen. I used to do that with my grandma, Sherry.
And what did you replace it with?
Tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she just didn't drink it.
Oh, okay. Well, who has alcohol in their house that they don't drink?
I don't know, but my grandma has like classic alcohol. She had port, sherry, and like tambouri and stuff like that.
All the
woman.
Stuff.
Dylan, Jules, and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Growing up, you've got nieces as well. What kind of nursery rhymes were you introduced or raised on?
Oh, Oh, you know, just like Humpty Dumpty, all the like classical ones, you know, Baa Baa Black Sheep, all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a little four-month-old Indy, and she's now vocalizing a lot.
Yes.
And so Emily, my partner, has started to play nursery rhymes on repeat. She's got this one YouTube clip that she has, which is like an hour of, you know, nursery rhymes repeating themselves or going through repetition, etc.
Man, it does my head in when I'm around my nieces and they've got those playing.
It always starts with, do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? And I'm like, oh, God, we're in for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Strap in, guys.
Yeah.
But I was kind of, I was actually folding washing. And I started to listen for the first time as an adult to the lyrics of this one, sung by the Wiggles.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
Okay, mockingbird.
If that mockingbird don't sing, or Daddy's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
Daddy's gonna buy you a diamond ring. Hang on, what?
Diamond ring turns brass. Daddy's gonna buy you a looking glass.
I'm buying a looking glass as well?
That looking glass gets broke.
What else am I buying?
Well, Daddy's gonna buy you a billy goat.
A billy goat? I've already got a bird.
A billy goat don't pull. Well, Daddy's gonna buy you a cart.
Oh, what? It goes on to say a horse and cart, a dog. Daddy's buying you all of these things. Now, remember, kids are like sponges. Like, they're absorbing this information. I don't want the first words for my daughter to be Zammels. You know what I mean? I'm not buying my daughter a diamond ring.
Yeah, give her a diamond ring. Absolutely.
Emily's already begging me for one. I'm not having my daughter start. So anyway, for all the fathers out there who have got young children, I've got a nursery rhyme that you can play for your kids, which is a bit more realistic.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Daddy's gonna buy you a Hyundai XL. And if that second-hand car don't start, Daddy's gonna buy you a bus pass. And if that bus pass balance is low, Daddy's gonna give you a lift to Zoe.
That's a friend.
And if you think that it's uncool, Daddy's gonna meet her parents too. And if her friend's dad is a ledge, Daddy's gonna buy a slab and sit on his deck. And if that slab finishes early, Dad might have a few Negronis.
That's how I imagine being a dad is like with a teenager. I hope she has a cool friend who's called Zoe and her dad's a ledge.
You're listening to Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
Now I'm asking 131060, give us a call for a chance to win a $100 voucher at the Iconic. What is a job people don't believe you get paid for? Anything in your life, Jules, that you've actually earned a dollar for doing something ridiculous?
Radio. I mean, I think that's pretty much it. People are like, it's almost like shocked that I get paid to do what I do. I don't know where people are thinking I'm getting my money from.
But I've got a side hustle. I started a side hustle during lockdown last year, and that was streaming my video gaming.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I did hear about this. I have to admit, man, I haven't seen any of your streams.
It's fine. It's Angus O'Loughlin Gaming. So I basically just play Call of Duty Warzone every night and stream it for about 2 to 3 hours. And I've built up this little community. It's very small streaming start. But, you know, I have a bunch of people who watch me and they get in the chat. And while I'm playing, I can look at my chat and have conversations with them.
Don't tell me you're getting paid for this.
I got my first paycheck.
For what?
So through Facebook, you can subscribe to somebody or you can send them stars on Twitch. It's bits. The service is you go and spend $10 and you get like 100 stars. And then people can send stars to their favorite streamers. And so my broadcast hours last month were 49 hours in a month. That's a lot, hey? Over 2 days.
Yes.
I had 33 subscriptions and I had $413 in stars. So for the month, I made $500 by streaming my video games.
That's insane. How do I get onto this? Do you have to even know how to play?
I mean, I don't mean to be gender specific, but there are a lot of girls who do make money on streams for, you know, sitting in spas and stuff like that and
tell
just
me
answering
more.
Bloke.
but
you're on the
bad
of the video game. So people kind of come in to watch. I tell silly stories of my life while I'm playing this video game and hopefully doing pretty well at it. Getting a couple of dubs in Warzone.
Hey, five extra 500 buckaroos a bloody month. That, I'm pretty impressed.
And people, when I tell them I made 500 bucks in a month, they cannot believe that I get paid for streaming. Exactly your reaction.
Yeah.
131060. Oh, you could also win yourself an iconic voucher, 100 bucks worth. George in Brisbane. What are people surprised you make money for in your job?
Hey, boys. People are...
Okay. Yeah.
G'day, George. How are you, mate? It's Jules here. Good on you. Keep going with your story.
No, you're right, George. Keep going.
No one believes me when I say I get to put on some blood and a mask and scare people in a haunted house.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, at the show, they've got that haunted hat, which is actually genuinely scary. So you put on the Freddy Krueger, you know, Jason mask or whatever?
We mix and match, a little different every time.
George, I've been in one of these houses over in New Zealand and I turned around and jabbed the guy in the face. How many times have you ever been punched, like, because you've scared people and they just turn around and take a swing?
I've copped a few elbows and slaps on the shoulders, but nothing too serious.
Oh, okay. Well, geez.
Earning money for scaring people for a job. Thanks, George.
Yeah, yeah.
Diane in Adelaide, what's your story of earning money doing what?
With my foot fetish business.
I told you someone like this would come through.
I love this.
Tell us more. Now, foot fetish business, is this like a thing that you like a website or is it all online or what?
Yeah, so there's these websites that you can sign up to where I suppose specific people that have these fetishes can go on and find other people that provide these services.
So like a Patreon, is that what they call it? These like OnlyFans style things?
Yeah, so there are definitely people on OnlyFans that do it. There are people that you can meet on like sugardaddymeet.com where some people are looking for like younger people or older, just depends.
How much do you sell? Okay, how much do you sell them for? How much do you make?
Yeah, so I'm feet only, and it can be anywhere from about $200 to $500.
Wow. For a photo?
Yeah, sometimes videos. Just depends on whether it's the lower or the upper end of the scale that they're wanting.
Obviously, you've got an attractive foot. When did you discover your foot was attractive and decide to put it online?
I started in like lockdown of last year, just as a bit of a joke, and found that it was actually a highly wanted service. Wow. So I just kept doing it. Yeah.
Just quickly before we let you go, what do they make you do in these videos with your feet?
So I have like a set list of some stuff just to give people an idea, but then I'll take personal requests. So it can be anything from painting nails, maybe massaging lotion in, could be taking socks off and rubbing feet together. Some people want stuff rubbing in the dirt.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, texture stuff is huge.
Yeah, it just depends what they want. Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you send us a photo to Hit Weekend Breakfast, a photo of your foot, now we're going to give you a $100 iconic voucher. What a great story.
Amazing. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. What a crazy way to earn money. Much crazier than streaming on
Not
Facebook.
Not going to lie, though. I've been told I've got some pretty feet.
Hey, get them online. Plus, the iconic, your one-stop shop for fashion, sports, kids, toys, and beauty with fast delivery and free returns. Enjoy the voucher. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus. Woo! Miss anything from the show? Grab it now with the Catch Up Podcast. On demand on the Listener app.